I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Dubai's police chief said today he's 99% sure Israeli agents are responsible for the assassination of a Hamas commander in a Dubai hotel room last month. Israel says there's no evidence linking the Mossad security service to the murder of Mahmoud al-Mabouk, but that isn't stopping the matter from escalating into a heated diplomatic dust-up. Both Britain and Ireland called in Israeli ambassadors, demanding to know why some of the suspects were carrying fake passports from their countries. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
There's no proof that Israeli spies were behind the murder. Even so, the not-so-friendly invitations went out last night. In Dublin and here in London, Israeli ambassadors arrived for meetings where there was just one topic: the fraudulent use of Irish and British passports by a team of assassins in Dubai. Britain's Foreign Secretary David Miliband chose his words carefully when he spoke to reporters.
We wanted to give Israel every opportunity to share with us what it knows about this incident. And we hope and expect that they will cooperate fully with the investigation that has been launched by the Prime Minister and is being undertaken by the Serious and Organised Crime Agency.
The Israeli ambassador's meeting at the Foreign Office lasted only 20 minutes, and Ron Prosser indicated it wasn't especially fruitful.
I was unable to add the additional information.
In Ireland, the Foreign Minister, Michael Martin, signaled his own frustration at the lack of answers to questions about the three fake Irish passports that were used in the crime.
I'm very angry about it and I'm very concerned. It's a very, very serious issue. It puts the security of Irish citizens at risk. We do know that two of the three we've contacted are regular travellers, and indeed one would have been travelling this weekend, and that person could very well have been arrested because of the information that has emerged from Dubai.
There were similar sentiments in France as well. One of the suspects carried a French passport. Though Israeli politicians are saying there isn't evidence linking the murder to the Mossad, it wouldn't be the first time Israeli agents tried to use fake documents. Phil Goff was New Zealand's foreign minister in 2004 when Mossad spies were caught inside the country trying to obtain false passports. Two agents were convicted and sent to jail.
There was no doubt whatsoever about that. The Israeli government would like that matter to have been dealt with surreptitiously, but in our country, when somebody breaches our law, they face the full force of that law, regardless of who they represent. It didn't make it better that they were government agents from a country that was supposedly friendly to New Zealand. It actually made it worse. That was an aggravating factor from our point of view.
The fallout led New Zealand to demand an apology before it would allow a new ambassador to take up his post. This time around, the diplomatic row is escalating as well as demands for an explanation grow. But those with experience don't expect any lasting damage. Alan Baker was a legal advisor to Israel's foreign ministry in 1997 when Mossad agents were caught using forged Canadian passports in Jordan. Canada recalled its ambassador. There were harsh words, and Baker was put in charge of drafting an apology. He says there might be some tension now, but he doesn't think it will last long.
I don't think there's a crisis. There may well be some crisis of confidence between the secret services, the MI5, MI6, whatever, and the Mossad. These services are in contact all the time. Look, we're all fighting the same fight against terrorism.
Israel promised Canada it wouldn't happen again. But a former U.S. ambassador to Israel, Martin Indyk, says history shows something else.
But the fallout here is not something new to the Israeli government. It's happened in the case of Norwegians. It's happened in the case of Canada. And so I think it's a price that they have proven in the past that they're willing to pay, given what's at stake.
Mossad agents misappropriated British passports way back in 1987. There was an apology and a promise not to repeat the practice. And that's what's making some British officials doubly angry now. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.